Okay, so there's quite a lot of people who are interested. And so maybe what we can do is to express topics that people would be interested to hear about, and and maybe we can do a presentation. If somebody can volunteer to have a presentation about it, about particular topics. So I can do a list of things, and if you have, once I write something, you can contribute if you want. So there's the geometry side. Saki Einstein. And then there is the Freeman Gage design. And we can, on the Sasaki Einstein side, we can talk about the explicit metrics. And computations of volumes of five manifolds. Most of the problems were on five manifolds, and the sub manifolds, some cycles. We can discuss those things. We can also discuss topic representations of it. Of Sasaki Einstein manifolds. That's on the geometry side. Maybe people want to add to what I wrote over here.
How about the gravity dual in maximization?
So here we will have in maximization.
Sorry, so before we leave the gravity side, so I think you should add the deformation theory of these things.
Deformations? Yeah. As Sasaki Einstein manifolds, in ten dimensions, right?
No. What I mean is, so this is a Calabi-Yau, right? When you put it on a cone, and then so what are the resolutions and things?
You mean like how Minkowski summons and how that works to generate
that?
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Okay.
I think I'm
starting. Right.
Okay. Okay, and then on the quiver side, we can discuss things like A maximization. We can discuss the construction of quiver gauge theories, so this will include tilings. And then there is this part of the gravity dual. There is something which is called zinimization, which is the dual of maximization. And this is a method for computing volumes by knowing just the properties, general properties of the manifold, without knowing the explicit metric.
So, Ami, did you know that Brian Weck is going to be giving a talk about, one or two talks about some things of this kind, in the formal part of the...
In the formal part, he's going to talk about the maximization, and he will give two talks at least, not more.
Two talks.
In the first talk that, in the first meeting that we had with Roshi, he said that, mentioned maybe two.
Right.
I think it's two talks.
I suggested to these guys afterwards that he'd be asked to, it doesn't have to be him, but he'd be asked to say something about the explicit metrics also, partly because he was involved with Zeman. Or maybe the connection with Zeman. So it would be nice to know what he's planning to talk about.
It's not yet clear what he's going to talk about. We don't have the people which will bring the Zeman musician here, so somebody will have to take over and explain the paper itself.
But wasn't there a follow-up paper that Prime was on?
About Zeman musician?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Yuji Tachikawa wrote a paper on the meaning of supergravity, meaning of Z minimization, and related to the attractor equation. Mm-hmm. So I think he can contribute.
Thank you for introducing my note. There are another paper by Butti and Zaffaroni which connects the Z minimization.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But the liberal supergravity does not require the rhetoric manifold, if I understand.
About my paper?
Yeah.
My work is basically only concentrated on the five-dimensional supergravity on the AZS part, so it doesn't depend on the precise form of the Sasaki experiment.
So you need a weakly coupled supergravity for the in AZS file?
Yeah.
Or it doesn't have to be weakly coupled?
I think in order to trust the supergravity approximation, it should be with a couple.
Are there more topics people want to cover? So for those who came out, we were making the list of topics to look at. And if somebody wants to hear about things which are not here.
Is there interest in exceptional collections?
So over here we can actually, I'm not even sure where to place it. Maybe it should fit over here.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah. Now,
I don't know, on the previous side, maybe you can put the exact image under formation, the non-perturbative superpotential with fractional brains.
Non-perturbative superpotential with fractional brains?
That's the one he does hate.
Yeah.
Okay. Can talk about BPS states. Okay, and one form we can do that is to have a, in the form of a discussion, but I see that there are quite a lot of people, so maybe it should be done in the form of lectures. What are the thoughts about that? Shall we divide it into
talks that people will give? Maybe twice per week.
number of people who show up to an organizational meeting is probably greater than the number of people who show up to the session.
Yeah, it's double. Yeah,
that's right. So, well, okay, so let's try to meet twice per week. Starting from next week.
Let's see, I'm already a little bit of squeeze here.
Yeah.
Well, you have someone on Angelability, right?
That's right, next Tuesday.
We moved it from Monday to Tuesday.
Just moved it from Monday to Tuesday, but the flux vacuum is moving to Monday. I think
that's possible. You mean the generalized geometries?
Yes.
Joe, when did you have it on Tuesday?
I'm sorry?
When did
3:30.
Oh, 3:30.
He sent an email just after this meeting started.
I see.
But I got it.
Okay.
We're approaching the continuum limit in the
So Joe, the integrability working group is going to be Tuesday, 2 days?
We haven't fixed anything but the first day.
Okay.
There's so much going on. I wanted to sort of see what everybody else's plan was, and then maybe some evening or maybe, early morning.
3 a.m. 3 a.m.
It's free.
Ami's probably up then, actually, with the paper.
Okay. Let's see, David, do you remember there were 2 days blocked out?
It had been Wednesday and Friday, but now I guess, Wednesday at 2, definitely conflicts with the colloquium starting as early as next week.
Is there one that's worth on the
Yeah, it's me.
The colloquium?
I'm trying to twist in my arm.
The colloquium is on Wednesdays?
Wednesday at 2.
And that's Wednesday. The usual time?
That's the
Wednesday
permanent
at two.
Time, Wednesday at 2.
Wednesday at 2.
So,
for some reason they were writing Tuesdays.
No, there's a physics colloquium on Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
This is the KITP colloquium, it's Wednesday.
I see.
Okay, now we have of course, an informal seminar spot Monday at 2. I'm a bit disorganized, even though I'm an organizer. I don't know if we've actually scheduled something.
This coming Monday?
Yeah, this Monday. Mm-hmm.
What about the generalized geometries?
Generalized geometry is Friday at 2 and some other time this week, and I think
maybe it's
Monday at 2 is one of the things that was being suggested.
Did you write this?
See that there's actually
the 2 days. I think you
people who are interested in almost this drawing. Almost. I think it's David, Steve, and myself. The only ones who are coming.
I see.
So.
If they are related, that will be a good.
Then David, Steve, and I will be the only people who will have those signs in the right paper.
Did they mention days yesterday?
Yeah, no, but this is what they were saying. Wednesday is not Friday, so Wednesday is going to be shifted.
So will it be shifted to Monday?
We don't know.
We don't know.
There's an email discussion going on right now among some people.
Okay.
So I guess I would suggest Monday morning or Thursday morning. The rest of the week is pretty blocked up.
So you mean
there is the informal session next week. Okay, I think nothing's been scheduled.
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Isn't Ami giving a talk?
Well, that's what I thought was going to be the first one, and maybe we should just, and that, yeah, okay, I think I would propose that that would be the first one, and that you give some kind of overview for that, unless you're really hot to try, and then we could put you on Monday morning.
I can try to do it on Monday morning, work over the week, but when is Brian coming? When is Brian giving the talks?
Week after next.
Oh, Brian's two talks on background material and the A maximization stuff will be not next week, but the week after next. Next week's talks are on integrability. Oh, Stadtauer advisor.
I can do a Monday talk, which would be kind of an overview. What about Yoshi? Was he supposed to give something on Monday?
That's the Black Word one.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Great, you can write my papers at 3 a.m. That's the
solution. Okay, so I think in view of that, I think you should do next Friday morning. Okay. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous. No one's going to get any time to work. So, I think, and then we're going to have plenty of integrability all week. And so I think that you should do next Friday at 11. Unless, I don't want to abuse my power. There's a great groundswell of interest. Maybe let's take a vote. So we're looking at Monday at 11 next week, or Friday at 11 next week. I don't know if everybody can see this, but the pink and the blue. Okay, so here we have Monday. We have Hiroshi at a Blackboard lunch, something at 2. I can't give it to you because the generalized geometries, Hitchin and Lewis might be taking that. Then we have an integrability talk and I guess an integrability workshop Tuesday afternoon.
The talk Tuesday is either.
Pardon?
The talk Tuesday is Eva, not integrability.
Oh, excuse me. You're quite right. Yes. So you're right. So that's Eva, right. Then Wednesday we have, I think that's our first integrability talk from Weisberger Staudacher, and next one will be on Thursday. So you see the only blocks of time, and we have the colloquy. So the only blocks of time that are really available are Monday 11, Thursday morning sometime, and the standard time that we've blocked out for informal workshops, which is Friday at 11. So that's my vote. Now, you have to wait a week to get started on this topic. So maybe people are eager. Yeah.
I mean, how long is this going to go on? I know in integrability, it's actually a small group of people who are only here for a few weeks. Is this going to be 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 2 weeks?
We've got two talks from Brian on the subject. That's the week after next. It's this general topic.
Yeah, but it's in the formal.
Right.
But it contains some of this material.
And it contains some of this material indeed. Have you talked to Brian about,
Slightly.
Organizing material so we don't have overlap?
This for sure, but this, whatever I will do, he will not cover.
Okay.
But in two talks, I would guess that he will cover A maximization and maybe be able to talk about the Z minimization.
Okay.
Maybe do some simple examples.
Okay. So are we talking then three or four total, including Brian's two, or?
Well, it depends. If we try to cover all of those topics, then it will take quite some time. And
well, of course you can do that. I mean, you know, the audience might shrink, but maybe you should make the first talk very pedagogical and overview kind of thing. So get some broad idea of what all this is about. And then people can decide from there.
Yeah.
And so I would, so we just got a set of time. So let me, and are you the only one who's going to be talking in addition to Brian? Are there any experts in the audience?
What I was thinking myself is that this will be in the form of a discussion. I don't want to be the only speaker.
Okay.
I think that many others have know enough to make a very good presentation. So I can just point a few. So we just heard of your work. We might hear about his work. Sergio has done Chris.
Okay, That sounds like there's a lot of material for good discussion there. Yeah. Okay, so, but maybe sort of an overview talk for the rest of us. So we have Monday at 11, Thursday at 11, and Friday. Okay, so let's have a vote. All those in favor of Friday at 11 next week? 1, 2, 3, 4, 3. Okay, all those in favor of Monday at 11? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did you just vote for Friday? 6. Okay. I think that's it. Thursday alone? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Is it possible to anti-vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Anti-vote.
The problem with Thursday, of course, is that geometric structures seminar is talking about replacing Wednesday with either Tuesday or Thursday morning, and has an email survey going out among them.
Okay.
But they can overlap. I mean, that's
what
the
time.
Well, third
morning.
Wednesday.
I don't know.
Really yes. Matter. You should attend. Some of us have courses pretty soon. Particularly this morning.
So we have an empty vote here.
We should kill Kennedy and do a re-vote runoff between the
Okay.
You want
to get you. Okay. Okay, so let's
Now, is this without, so you are trying to make it without an overlap?
We will try, maybe we won't succeed. Mm. Thursday, we also have a talk at 1:30. Okay, so, who wants Monday? Thursday? 6. Okay. Monday, Wednesday.
Okay, then so for next week we will have one talk. What do we do after that?
I think we decide after that, at the end of that talk. So, if you want to get
that over. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
Okay, so now if people want to hear more to in addition to the topics which were mentioned here, please approach me and we'll see how to organize that. So let's meet on Monday on 11. What I will do is to give a general overview of what were the main results in on two sides, and if there will be some time, I'll do some examples, and then I'll point to some works which were done in the field. Okay. Let's see.